Got some great music for you today on Triple M. There's just an example and lots more to come. It's Cliff and the Drive home around Western Australia. Tuesdays, we catch up with Trevor Long to find out what is happening in the world of technology. He's got something that I know exists and something I don't think exists, but I need it in my life from EFTM.com. Hello, Trevor Long. How's the last 7 days?
Cliff, they've been wonderful.
That's good. Very nice. Someone in WA picked up $825,000 in the lotto on the weekend.
Oh, someone else for me to hate.
today.
Sorry, not mentioned I don't like rich people. Sorry.
Today is officially, according to my calendar, Say Something Nice Day. So.
Oh, sorry. Oh, wow. I really ruined that one for you, didn't I? You really should send me the briefing notes.
No.
Hey, congratulations,
yeah.
Person that won too much money to really handle.
Good for
but
you.
I'm sure you've paid a couple of mortgages off.
Yeah, the $20 million is coming up on the 19th of June. I might wait for that.
That'll I'm getting into it. I'm in every week now, I've decided.
So am I. I've had the same.
Just, you know what?
Yep.
I keep forgetting every now and then. You know what? I'm just going to go weekly. But then there's so many draws a week, I've just picked the Saturday.
Saturday for me, I've got the same numbers. I've had them for about 30 years and I can't stop now. So, you know, because I know the week that I go, nah, I'm not doing that anymore, they'll come in.
They ruined me. They started Oz Lotto. I remember very clearly I was in my second year of work and I was working in the city and a mate and my mate and I, we picked three numbers each. And there were six numbers, and I played them for a very long time. And now it's seven numbers. I'm like, what number do I add to that? What number do I just suddenly add to our combo?
Gee,
it's unbelievable.
That is a problem.
Anyway.
I don't have an answer for it.
We've digressed.
Yeah, just a bit. Listen, I'm going to ask you about something that I don't think exists. But firstly, I want to talk about this new app you download it, and then it'll help you buy Australian. But how?
Australian, mate. Australian.
Australian.
So the app is called Australian. S-T-R-A-Y-A-N, Australian. So you've got to be Australian to understand what that means. Mm. But basically, it's a little wombat. That's the logo. And what you do is you open the app when you're at the shops and you grab a product and you scan that product's barcode. And it will tell you if that product is Australian.
Oh.
And here's the crazy thing. It's not just groceries. It's literally anything. So I may or may not have a mouse potential problem in my house. I've got a rat sack mouse bait on my desk here. I've scanned it. I thought this wouldn't work. It's given me a score because it tells me that it is made in New Zealand and owned in New Zealand. So the score is zero. It is zero Australian.
Oh.
But now I know. If I was comparing two mousetraps, I could compare one that's Australian made and one that's Australian owned, and you get this information. I find that staggering. It's awesome. Because not everything's Australian made, right? You can't get everything 100% Australian.
Yeah.
But when you're comparing two products, one versus the other, why not make the decision to buy the one that's slightly more Australian than the other?
I'm just looking. I'm looking in the Play Store to get it while you say clever things.
Australian. Australian. It looks weird because it's a wombat logo.
Oh, there it is.
As opposed to a kangaroo, which you'd normally associate. I'm going to try. I've got breaking news. There's a lot of mouse products on my desk.
You haven't got that mouse plague there at your place, have you?
Yeah. Look, it does appear to be making its way to the area, and that's concerning for my wife, whose number one fear in life are rats and mice.
I got one of those too. Yeah,
that's the go.
So this thing will work on. But see,
they've got millions of products in the barcode. Exactly. They say they've got millions of products, but there's always going to be something missing. So it's not always going to work, but gee whiz. It's worked on 95% of the things I've tried it on, both food and otherwise. So think grocery store, think Australian. That's I think, the motto here. And it's a free app. It's a cool app. If you want to pay, I think it's $15, you can get rid of all the ads in the app as well, which is obviously going to help make the app better ongoing. So, yeah, I like it.
I've just installed that. So you can get it for Android and for
Android and
Apple.
iOS. Australian. S-T-R-A-Y-A-N.
Okay. Here's something that I don't think exists. Is there an app that will help me find my glasses? Because I lose them a couple of times a week.
Okay, there's a good and bad answer, but let me ask you first.
Mm.
Do you keep them in a case or are they just loose in your pocket?
No, just loose.
Then there's nothing I can do for you. But if you kept them in a case, the little tile trackers you can get for your key rings, they make a one called a tile sticker. And it's this little thing about the size of maybe, I don't know, three or four 5-cent pieces stacked on top of each other.
Mm.
And it's got a sticky end. You stick it on the inside of your case with your glasses and you'll never lose your glasses case.
Ah.
But if you keep your glasses separate, there's nothing you can do, mate.
Well, you're pretty useless to me on this case, aren't you?
Yeah. But hey, someone listening may have won $800,000 and could buy you a couple of extra sets.
Brilliant.
I mean, that'd be nice.
EFTM.
He drives you home every day. Come on, get in some glasses.
Actually, I'm getting new glasses. I'm picking up a new prescription tomorrow. They told me I'd go blind. Eventually, it's happening.
But the ones with just the black lenses?
No, not quite. I just hope they can help me see my computers in the studio here better than what I've got at the moment. No, I lost them this morning. I was wandering around for about 25 minutes just screaming and things, you know, which was pointless. But, you know, I found them, so that was...
Normal thing to your colleagues, though.
Till next time, I reckon. EFTM.com. Don't forget, download that app as well if you're on Apple. Trevor Long, thank you, and have a good 7 days.
I'll see you then.